Right now at Lowe's, get savings you won't believe on our top Whirlpool appliances. Save $1,200 on Whirlpool Gold stainless steel four-door refrigerators, now only $1,299. Or clean up with savings of $600 on Whirlpool Cabrio high-efficiency top-load washers and dryers. Get the pair for $998. Plus, get an additional 5% off every day when you use your Lowe's consumer credit card or any Lowe's business credit account. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 11/14. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Jenny Hatch Show at Blogging Mothers Magazine, and I'm your host. Tonight, my special guests will be Leonard Horowitz and Sherry Kane. Len and Sherry, are you on the phone?
Hi. Hi, Jenny.
Hi, we're here. Hi, how are you, Jenny?
Doing great. We are going to be talking about Leonard's new book, The Book of 528, Prosperity, Key of Love. This book arrived in the mail last week, and I've probably read about a third of it now in the last few days. And I was going to wait until I finished reading the whole book before I had Len and Sherry on to talk about it, but I just felt like it's probably a good time to just go ahead and do a show that we could do probably 5 or 10 shows about the book because there is so much great information here. Len, why don't you tell us a little bit about how my listeners can go purchase or get the ebook version of this amazing
book? Sure, I'd be happy to. And then maybe, Sherry, you can share a little bit from your heart. You wrote the foreword to the book, so if anybody's wondering why, Sherry's on because she's very much involved in the 528 Love Revolution and wrote the foreword to the book of 528.
And also I'm in a chapter in there.
yeah, that's right. Jenny, you are familiar with the subject matter with regard to the devil doers who have been attacking us because they don't like love, they don't like 528, and they don't like the 528 Love Revolution. So at any rate, you can get the book of 528, Prosperity Key of Love is the subtitle, at healthyworldstore.com. That's healthyworldstore.com. Or you can call a toll-free number. It's 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787. And the book is $29 and change with extra for shipping and handling, and your contribution for the book goes to support the ministry and the great work that Sherry, I, and Jenny, and Barbara Hartwell, and lots of our extended family are doing to bring truth and justice and really the Creator's love and Yeshua's blessed love to the world.
Well, I have to tell you, Len, I was reading about 528 for a couple of months. You kept mentioning it in many of your articles, but it wasn't until I listened to a song that had been transposed in 528 that I really went, okay, something big is going on here. You had created a YouTube video, and at the end of it, you put David Archuleta's song, Angels, in 528. And as that music came on, and I was just listening over the headset, I started to feel this energy wash over my body, waves of rejuvenating energy. And I said, I've heard this song 100 times before, but never like this. And that's when I said, something big is happening with 528. Can you explain what was happening to my body as I listened to that song?
Oh, yes, indeed. Thank you, Jenny. That's a beautiful testimonial. And I want to thank David Archuleta, who I actually met in person and invited him to participate in the concert for the Living Water that we had in 2009. And his song, Angels, it touches my heart so much. And I thought it would be best. I explained briefly to him, after he was done in the concert, I explained briefly about 528, that it is the key to the house of David that opens doors that no man can close, closes doors that no man can open. And I figured that he would probably really enjoy hearing that and even singing from now on with it. But, you know, the standard world does not vibe, if you will. They don't have the same beliefs because of the doctrines and the dogmas. And it was Yeshua, it was Jesus who said, beware of the traditions of men that make the truth to no avail, or that make the word to no avail. And so that is what we're talking about here. The word is sound. Sound is electromagnetic frequencies. What's that? Well, simply mathematics. It's 1 through 9. There's 9 numbers in the universe. Everything is made from 1 to 9. 10 is actually a man-made concept. It's a placeholder. The zeros are. And God's language, therefore, is math. And so what happened to you, Jenny, is in musicology, it's defined as frisson, F-R-I-S-S-O-N, and it's a form of ecstatic listening. It's actually, there's two terms, frisson and ecstatic listening in classical musicology. And that wave of joy and relaxation and this, you know, many people call it this horripilation, goosebumps, you know, or in the New Age community it's called a rush, or in the drug cult it's called this, you know, kundalini rush. Well, that's God's love, and there's nothing more powerful than love, and there's nothing more powerful in the universe than this love energy that washes over you and cleanses you. And that's the same energy that occurs when you're baptized. It's that Holy Spirit flow in love, and it's really what Yeshua, what Jesus' ministry, I call him Yeshua because I'm a Messianic Jew, and the ministry of Yeshua is all about love, and this 528 frequency brings that out optimally, because you look at, for example, the mathematics and the sacred geometrics of 528 and how it fits into everything. Without 528, you wouldn't have circles, nothing, sacred geometry, no tetrahedrons. We're carbon 6, you'd have no hexagons. There would be nothing without love. There would be nothing without 528. So that's what really touched you, and that is what is touching musicians worldwide, and that's really what is snowballing now. It's a 528 love revolution where people are just getting how beautiful and simple and healing this miracle tone, this third note of the original musical scale. It's called Do, Re, Mi, Mira, Gestorum in Latin, miracles. It's a miracle to have that music played, and it's manifesting itself as medicinal music. It's healing us, and it's healing and nurturing and relaxing us as well.
That commercial that you heard it at the end of, that was really heavy, wasn't it?
It was amazing.
It was, and that, actually that commercial, do you remember how that came about, Len?
Sure, why don't you tell folks?
I woke up like in the middle of the night, and I had this dream, and I wrote it all down on paper, and the next day I showed it to Len and said, Len, I said, this is a dream that I had about how the 528 commercial should be, about all these events in history, and I just started rattling them down on a piece of paper, you know, going like this, and I said, and this is the way it should be, and he actually, like, made it visual, like the dream that I had, he put it into visual effects with his amazing talents in editing and putting films together, and it was just, it just came out exactly like the way I dreamed it. So it was actually one of my dreams that he actually realized for me.
Well, I must tell you that I rewound it and watched it two more times and had the same burst of energy both times. And I mean, I felt the spirit. I felt musical joy. But this was like 100 times what I had felt before. And it was so new and so different. I thought, I've just got to learn more. I've got to learn more about this.
Yeah,
that's beautiful.
We love you, Jenny. You know, you are such a phenomenal person and just an amazing activist, and the world is so lucky to have you. I just want you to know, I mean, you're one of the few people out there that is really, like, truly to the heart, just doing things for humanity that's so sincere and for, you know, no money. You're just so out, like, just such a beautiful person. I just want to let you know, and such a wonderful mom, and so we are very blessed to know you and to be on your show and just be able to be friends with you.
Oh, right back at you, sister. I was weeping when I read Len's latest letter, and he articulated some of the things. We all know spiritual warfare and the law of opposites is in play in our world, and this book was birthed literally through horrifying birth pains that I don't want to delve too much into the negative, but I feel like it's important, Len, for you to just get maybe a 2 or 3 minute version of the story of what you've been through in the creation of this book.
Okay. Well, basically 15 years ago, I guess it was, when in 1998, thereabouts, Dr. Joseph Paleo prayed to Jesus to bring me to him to reveal the original musical scale. And the book Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse was the first six chapters, Joey's story. And it showed the world that there was six frequencies. And so that's where it, you know, and frankly, you know, I'm kind of sick sometimes, Jenny. You know, and we're all sinners, if you will, in some ways. And I didn't want to take on this project, if you can believe it, you know. And even though it was, you know, so powerful, I didn't think that I had time for it, frankly. And I told God that after it kept coming back at me that I needed to do it. And I said to God, I said, you know my schedule. I said, if this is of you, then you're going to have to give me some help. And I really had, at that from that moment on, a couple angels that were stationed with me. And the people who watched me produce this book, believe it or not, this Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse book, you know, said it came out in 6 months, and it was really inspired by the angels. And then I really, you know, I got this inkling about what the miracle note was, that it was special. But it took me at least 8-9 years before I realized that we're talking about the key to the house of David. And again, this is a fulfillment of Old and New Testament, and I know that you've studied the Bible, and I know that it's rare, and you know it, to have a prophecy repeated, both Old and New Testament. So Isaiah 22:22 and Revelation 3:6-8 talks about the end times in history, which is now, where a sixth angel from the city of Philadelphia, sixth angel, interestingly enough, count them, and you'll see that. And Sherry's from Philadelphia. I'm from Philadelphia. You know how Sherry has been so helpful to me, so I think she's touched by this sixth angel from the city of brotherly love. And that the angel heralds through an individual who's connected to the highest level of service for God, who really has God fully in his heart and is true. And I guess, honestly, it's humbling and it's amazing to me. And frankly, I don't think I even deserve the honor half the time, because, you know, I still lose my temper, and I'm still, you know, I could call it righteous indignation, but I still have the frailties of what, you know, any of us have to deal with on a day-to-day basis, especially dealing with the attacks that we've been going through. So, but I can tell you, it is beyond me. This, my life has turned into this amazing, it's a virtual Bible story. It's a fulfillment of prophecy, where this truth of how powerful love is and how it resonates everywhere. You can look at, right now I'm looking out at this beautiful scene in Hawaii. We're very blessed to be on the big island of Hawaii. And I'm looking out at this magnificent foliage. Everywhere is greenish yellow. It's screaming at humanity, saying, look at me, look at what color I am. Why do you think I'm greenish yellow? It's because that's 528. That's the heart of the sunshine. It's the heart of the rainbow. When you see sunshine going through water, which is refracted, and then you see rainbow colors, the heart of the rainbow is greenish yellow. And so I started to think about these things years ago, and I started to put, you know, one thing on top of another thing, and then I started to get attacked for my beliefs and my writings and my research and my revelations. And I realized that there was going to be a book of 528. And, you know, I think that, honestly, it, again, I have to look at it as objectively as possible, again, completely humble by the revelations, by the truth of this matter, because it opens up the power of natural healing through God's love most profoundly. Proven slam dunk science and math, hard, cold evidence for those who are disbelievers. They're tripping over it. They can't deny it, because grass is green. You know, it's healing. When animals get sick, they eat it. Why? Because it's resonating in this frequency of love. And that love is the universal healer. And so, you know, Yeshua, Jesus, had distilled the Ten Commandments down to the two most important commandments. What they're both involved in love. Love the Creator as your source, King of the universe, and above all, and then your brothers and sisters, love them as you would love yourself. So really this is the fundamental heart and soul to the New Testament and speaks to the Levitical priesthood in the Old Testament and the prophecies in Isaiah. And I can tell you that I'm just blown out by it. Honestly, I can't believe that I was selected to bring this information forward.
It has to be such a head trip to just, you know, why me? But I know why you, Len. I mean, you have been so diligent in all of your searching for the truth, and you've been willing to go wherever that truth was taking you.
Yeah, and it's taken me literally through living the book of Job. You know, in recent months, I mean, Jenny, I've lost everything.
I know you have. That's why I was weeping when I read your recent newsletter, because I thought this is a testimony to what this man has brought forth. Look what he's lost.
Yeah. So, but again, look at what the opportunity is. You know, the end of Job, you know, everything that Job lost was multiplied.
Right.
You know, and so, again, it's over and over the same lesson. It's the same thing that Jesus said to all those people that he healed. He said, it's not me who heals you. It is by your faith that you are healed. Faith in who? The one magnificent God, creator of the universe. And this is the creative technology. So, you know, think about if I have to lose everything to gain the technology of love and God's blessing for restoring and uplifting humanity for 1,000 years of world peace, where children are no longer intoxicated and medical deities are no longer poisoning people to conduct genocide under the guise of public health. What a blessing. Is it worth it for me to give up everything and lose everything for that to be manifested? You bet it is.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, because I've almost lost my life several times because of the blowback on me for my activism. And as you know, I've been very active in reforming childbirth and bringing new light and truth to anyone who is interested. And I've been yelling about this for years. And it really comes down to a choice of, are we going to walk by faith or are we going to live in fear? And that's all it is.
And it's a moment-to-moment thing. Sherry, you've got some terrific insights. Sherry has been my mentor and muse and inspiration in many ways, and we have a lot of very in-depth spiritual discussions on these matters. Sherry, why don't you share a little bit from your heart what's the subject?
In regards to the growing and the able to just
yeah, and the
become,
faith and the connection. You know?
Well, that's, I mean, it's a process, and it doesn't happen overnight, and we're all in a work in progress. And so I think it's important in any relationship to talk to each other, to have that open communication in regards to what it is that the other person can do and what you can do to make the other person happy, as far as there's things in our personality that are just sometimes they're not, when Hawaiians, we say pono, which means righteous. And I think, you know, I've seen myself grow through the process. I've seen Len grow tremendously through the process and become, you know, the leader that he is now. He is a leader. And in order to be that leader, you have to have that all-knowing understanding of yourself and of others. And it doesn't happen overnight unless you open your heart. And I think that opening your heart is sometimes the hardest thing, especially growing up. Like I grew up, I had a lot of hardship in my childhood, and my heart was not very open and receptive to receiving love from anyone or anyone that would come along in my life, whether it was a friend, whether it was a relationship as a boyfriend or any. I was just never open to that, and I think that Len also had a similar issue with that, and I think like just growing and being able to understand that you, when you open your heart, that's when things change. And not everybody that's going to come into your life is going to be, you know, somebody who's not going to, you know, maybe hurt you. But to open your heart and really take a chance is sometimes the hardest thing to do, but it's also probably one of the most important things to do if you want to grow. And we all are growing. And I think that the thing we've talked about a lot, I know, Len, was the difference between, you know, what people are connected to the 528 frequency versus the 741, and then they're attuned to it. It's their DNA. It's their DNA antennas that are attached to the 741. They're attached to receiving that signal. And, like, during these end times...
That's dissonance for anybody that doesn't
exactly
know.
That's
instead of love, it's the most dissonant vibration opposing love.
And some people just are open to receive that. And during the end times, I think we are all witnessing people that are becoming better people and people that are actually becoming the worst they can be. And it's a receptor thing. And we've really come to that conclusion because we've witnessed it on a number of people that sort of just switched. It was like almost like there's a satellite switch in the air, in space, that they turn it off and on, and we have these signals that we, frequencies that we are actually open to receiving through our antennas. And
cosmically, that's what's happening, Jenny. That's what the end times is about. That's how we're going to transition into 1,000 years, you know, the Messianic Age, is by having that cosmic switch turned on and that clear channel broadcast of love from God's heart to touch your heart, my heart, Sherry's heart, everybody's heart, who has the receptivity. And that's where the book of 528 also comes in and makes an incredible statement. The music that people are listening to today, it's suppressing the heart. It literally blocks the heart chakra. I'm talking about standard tuning A440, where when you play in that frequency scale that was instituted by the Rockefeller Foundation following military weaponry, acoustic warfare research, they were looking for how to induce psychosocial stress and even mass hysteria in war arenas. That's when they came out with the understanding that you suppress love, you confuse the mind by ultimately playing in 741 or A440 standard tuning, in which your F sharp, which is a principle in the D chord. F sharp is in the D chord. When you're tuned to A440, D is played frequently, F sharp is played frequently, and that is literally blocking spirituality. So for everybody who understands, it is not against flesh and blood with whom we do battle. We are engaged in spiritual warfare. Spirit is energy. Energy is electromagnetic frequencies. It's electrons. It's all of the electrons in the universe produce all the energy in the universe. And ultimately, it's vibrating. And if it's vibrating in love, it's in harmony with 8 of the 9 tones of the complete mathematical matrix that I call the perfect circle of sound. And if you're engaged in 741, that's the one tone that doesn't vibe well. What is it? It stimulates ego. What is it? It promotes science as a substitute for God. What is it? It stimulates this rational, reasonable thought that blocks heart. And then you look at, you know, relationships that Sherry's talking about. Isn't that the source of what the issue is? You know, a person says something and you think you understand it and they mean X, Y, Z and you're offended by it. It's all happening in your ego. Your heart is bleeding. It's suppressed. And it's that which this cosmic switch, if you will, is changing, is opening. And that's why all of us are having challenging times right now. If you're vibing to love in 528, then you're growing massively because you're purifying. It's kind of like that calling is bringing you into sync, and that's really what it's called, phase locking in field of physics, to that acoustic frequency. And for those who Sherry's talking about that vibrate in 741 dissonance, this cosmic movement is creating hell for them. And ultimately,
well, and little babies are being born surrounded by that cosmic hell. And again, my work is childbirth, and the children who are coming to the earth right now are being bombarded with fear and drugs and electromagnetic waves from all the tools at the hospital. And the type of birth that I've been teaching people about is husband-wife, home-centered, orgasmic childbirth. I believe childbirth is a sexual event. And I had a dream back in 1989 that I could get to the place with my husband where we could experience this exquisite act of procreation together, which should emulate the procreative act that gets the baby in there in the first place. And with our fifth baby, it came to a point in my labor where I was just overcome with fear. And I just was afraid that it was all going to fall apart. And I said to my husband, he's a beautiful singer, a tenor voice, I said, sing to me. And for 2 hours, he sang a cappella, the most beautiful hymns of our Mormon hymn book, and it calmed me, and it filled me with love, and it banished fear from our home. And these beautiful hymns about the Savior brought the Holy Spirit into our bedroom, and my son, my little Ben, who's now 9 years old, was born in a wash of loving ecstasy. And I have to tell you two that this child is a force to be reckoned with.
Wow. I think I received an email about something he said to you that was very amazing. It was like he said something that was wow, you know,
very
it was wise and it.
Well, the bottom line is the difference between what happened to him at birth and what's happening to literally all over the world, all of the children who are being born in this wash of fear. It's like night and day. It is the difference that we're talking about with 528. And for me, it was the music that was the key to my success because I became frightened. And there is some pain and there is some discomfort for the mother. And the music banished it. I don't know that my husband Paul was singing in 528. All I know is that music enveloped me and gave me the courage to do this thing that, you know, anybody would look at the situation and say, you people are nuts. But we did it, you know. And there are dozens, and now it's getting to be hundreds of couples around the world who are saying, we want our children born free. We want to do this in a spirit of love. And I tell you, as I'm reading your book, Len, I keep seeing birth in all the pages. I'm like, this fits with birth. This fits with everything else I've been teaching, I've been studying, I've been promoting. It's this choice of are we going to live in fear or are we going to walk by faith?
Yeah, well, there's so much that you just shared that I could comment on. The faith issue, let me come back to that in a second because it is. It's central to what's happening in your heart. But the 528 resonance, there is a group in Israel that takes that tuning fork that we sell through the healthyworldstore.com, and now we actually have these beautiful orgone generators that vibrate in 528 and hold the tuning fork, which when you play that tuning fork or you tune your voice to it, and by the way, your husband was probably singing in 528. Most of the native original music was performed by their heart, love, intention to deliver sacred music, and this is exactly what intuitively they played in that frequency. So that wash that, you know, Ben was born in is the baptism that John the Baptist provided and created this magnificent being, Jesus, who was just totally on fire for God's love. And this concept of faith, if you look at what's in your heart, the main values that are in your heart is faith, joy, love, and bravery. So fear has no place in your heart. Bravery and faith go hand in hand. And, of course, joy and love come out of being victorious, defeating Satan. Basically, get thee behind me, Satan, and let's get on with this loving world. Let's create a better place for our children. And that's what this is. It's creative technology. So it fits perfectly with home birthing and the whole concept of giving birth to a child.
Well, after he was born, Paul handed him to me. I was standing up when I gave birth, and I looked over, and Paul jumped for joy. He literally leapt for joy. And that is the picture in my mind that I have. That's my favorite memory of this birth, is this man just, yes, you know, we did it. And that was the feeling in the room. And when you think about the stereotypical Hollywood message of the husband passing out on the floor, or, you know, just they treat the husbands like he's some sort of an idiot. And here's this man who, with faith and love, helped me to bring our son into the world. To me, it's the perfect visual of 528, and just saying we will walk by faith, and we will put our faith in the Creator that He will deliver us from all enemies and give us the desire of our heart, which for me, my heart was, I want to be the first one to touch my baby, to greet my baby, to hold my baby in my arms without any busybodies around me, and not have someone come and say, we're going to take the baby down and do God knows what to it in the NICU, you know, and just keep it on my chest by my heart. Everything I've studied said this is what's best for the baby and for the mother. And so with his birth, I was able to finally, after five births, realize that dream. And it satisfied something so deep in my heart. It changed me to have that experience. And now my work is just absolutely zeroed in and focused on helping other mothers have that experience for themselves.
It's beautiful. It's really beautiful. You know what's very interesting is I think the solution to everything is love, because if you look at the way these attackers that attack us, the way they go about things, they want us to argue. They want us to not get along. They want to create dissonance. That's part of the New World Order agenda. That's been their agenda for a long time, is to create the dissonance the way they create it with us and other countries, and blaming other countries where they hate Americans and we hate people from other countries. I mean, it's just crazy, but it's all the people at the highest level that are sitting down at the same table making these decisions and not caring whether this person comes from this country or this person is of this religion or this race. Nobody cares at that level. All they care about is how they're going to create separation among us, how they're going to divide the sheeple to conquer the flock. And what was really interesting is we received a phone call from a guy who claimed to be Jesus as a second coming. And he said, he basically was trying to give us a message, a subliminal message. And what he said was that because you are in love, because you are experiencing love, they are going to rip you apart. So, you know, if I was you, I wouldn't be in love. I mean, that was ultimately the message. Wouldn't you say, Len, there was a sort of a threat?
Ridiculous.
Was a threat against love. It was like, okay, well, we couldn't separate them this way. Well, let's try and do it this way now. And they figured that they would try to approach us like, well, love isn't the answer, but love is the answer.
They have no capacity to win. And so they're acting like idiots. We're talking about the COINTELPRO, the Gestapo for Big Pharma, Wall Street, banksters, the Illuminati, if you will.
Yes, I'm well acquainted with their tactics, believe me.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
You are, Jenny.
You are. And I want to put out there, I want to thank Barbara Hartwell for all the amazing work and bravery and heroic efforts on her part.
I swear I would be dead if not for Barbara. If her website had not come into my life when it did, it's not that I was suicidal, but I was ready to shrivel up and die when I found her blog. And I started reading, and I went, finally, there's somebody who knows exactly what I've been going through. And she articulated it so well, and it made me feel like I wasn't alone, and there was someone else out there who'd been through the same thing. And I was able to talk to her. The first time we called, we talked like for 2 hours. And it was just what I needed at the very moment I needed it.
Yeah.
She's terrific, yeah.
She's really great, great lady. And we're happy that, you know, she came into our life as well.
Yep, absolutely.
And so, I mean, you know, it's great. Like meets like, and like actually is what's we need each other in this. You know,
we do. And same with you and Len, Sherry. If you guys hadn't stepped up and come and spoken at the rally that I organized and we met and were able to support each other through the past 2 years, I really don't think I'd be here either, because I was just feeling so alone in all of my trials. You know, I would be chemically poisoned, and then I had no one to talk to, no one. I did have a few angels sent to me in the form of some friends who were prompted by the Holy Spirit to come to me and say, what's going on with you? Like, the Spirit told me I had to come talk to you. And I told them the whole story beginning to end, and they actually believed me. And bless those friends, my friends Greg and Joanna. They saved my life, and it was before I even met you. And they've been a lifeline for me as well. But they weren't able to relate in the way that you guys and Barbara have. That I know exactly what you're feeling because we're going through it too. That's what's really kept me going the last 2 years.
Yeah, and you know what? The fact that we didn't talk about these types of people. You know, Sherry has been really, with Barbara, at the forefront of exposing these COINTELPRO activist assassins. They try to target us, to discredit us, and they are doing all sorts of things, hideous things that they've done to the Perfect Circle of Sound. I don't know if you saw what Truat et al. Did in just putting demonic faces and blood all over.
Oh, it's a satanic tactic. They will take something that's just a particle of truth, and then they just gouge it and make it look so crazy. And it's evidence that again, what you've done is true.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but again, you have to be, and this is who their audience is, a moron, a bunch of morons, in order to see. To not see what they're doing and to have it be so stupid. Because, again, if anybody wants to challenge 528, well, gee whiz, you want to challenge what the heart of the rainbow is? You want to challenge what the sun puts out? You want to challenge the fact that there's 5,280 feet in a measured mile because it's 528? You want to challenge the fact that the pyramids are based on the sacred geometry of the 528 frequency? You want to challenge the healing capacity of God's love? Man, you got to be an idiot.
Well, you're absolutely denying the miracles of Jesus Christ, who instantaneously healed just about everybody he touched or looked at. And I believe those miracles are literal. There's no allegory there. I believe he touched the lepers, and bam, they were healed.
Absolutely.
And this is how he did it.
And we have now the evidence. I mean, that's one of the beautiful things about the book of 528. Is we understand what DNA is, and we understand who we are now. We are, here's the best definition of who you are out there listening. You are a digital, bio-holographic precipitation, crystallization, miraculous manifestation of divine frequency vibrations coming through water. You're remanifesting every nano instant. Your parents gave you 3% of your DNA, or the expression of your DNA. 94-6% of the expression of your DNA is coming from God right now. And that, without that energy coming to manifest you in this quantum field that the Bible talks about as the ether or the dome or the firmament. In physics, it's manifesting out of this potential or zero point where there's nothing and then suddenly there's a whole universe. That's you. That's what you are. And so to realize that and then to say, okay, well, if we're not happy and we're sick and ailing, what do you do? Do you pop a magic pill? Do you go to a medical deity? Do you rush off and do whatever? Or do you simply do what the wisdom of cattle do, or animals like dogs do when they get sick? They go eat some grass. Cancer victims, wheat juice fasting eliminates the cancer. How does that miracle happen? It happens because of the power of love. The Holy Spirit vibrates optimally in love because God's heart is loving. Yeshua, the manifestation of God's love for humanity, to model love, is all about this love 528 and this energy that does the healing. It's the Holy Spirit. It's part of the triune God. If you go back, before there was the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit in Christianity, came from Constantine. That whole concept came out of the Roman Catholic Church. Before that, you had a Trinity as well. It was God, water, and the Holy Spirit. And we're talking about Genesis 1:1 and 1:2. And so to realize that you are healed and literally created and recreated every instant in this divine perfection. Like Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is near. He didn't mean temporally far off in time. It's right here, it's right now, and it's pure love, and there's nothing missing or broken in it. There's no dis-ease. There's no dissonance in pure love. That's why it heals miraculously. That's why the third note of the original musical scale, Do Re Mi, is Mirigestorum in Latin, miracles in English. That's 528.
Well, and if the scriptures do nothing else, they give us a visual of what's coming. In Isaiah, he said, there will no more thence be an infant of days. There will be no babies that die. And men will live to the age of a tree. So something significant is going to happen to make it possible for humanity to take this quantum leap into this new world. And I believe, Len, 528 is a huge, significant part of it, if not the key to how we're going to make that leap.
Well, I believe that's what it is. And I've put out the challenge very humbly. I'm inviting everyone in any theology, whether it's Christianity or Judaism or Muslim, wherever you are, the reality is that we have in our hearts to live a better life and to leave a world for our children and our children's children that we can be proud of. And to do that like that quantum leap, I believe that that's what this key is. A key opens doors. And Isaiah 22:22, Revelation 3:6-8 says that this is opens doors that no man can close, closes doors that no man can open. These are spiritual portals to the heart. That's what it's all about. We're in dissonance and demonically possessed to go to war instead of bring about peace, to instead of having prosperity in all ways, which is the promise. If you have full faith and, you know, trust, and you're a tither, that means you give the last dime out of your pocket, you know, to bless somebody with full faith, then God says to you, God challenges you and says, see what I will do for you. See if, you know, whatever you lay on me, I won't come through for you. And that's the reality, is it can only happen when you're in sync or phase locked to that 528 love frequency vibration. And we're all, you know, those of us who have a will, you know, ask and ye shall receive, we're moving in that direction. You know, what Sherry called pono, righteousness, and it's pono in Hawaiian, righteousness, right standingness. Standing correctly within the matrix math of love, the way God designed it, the way Yeshua presented it and tried to teach us by his example, we can walk on water because we come out of water. You have full faith and trust. Ultimately, you can't get sick. Yea, though you walk through this valley of insanity and this shadow of death, where 10,000 may be dying at your left because of the genocide and 1,000 dying at your right. But if you're carrying that love like Mother Teresa, you can walk through any graveyard and you're not going to be harmed. That's just the way it is.
For me as a singer, the most incredible part of this is that we get to sing our way to it. I mean, that's the part that just blows my mind.
Isn't that beautiful?
It is. Hey, listen, we've only got about 20 seconds. I'd like to end with a quick prayer. Heavenly Father, we would ask that the spirit and the heart of what this work is will touch those who are listening tonight and carry it forward, that it may manifest in our world. And we say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you both for being on the show tonight. It's
Thank
such an
you.
Honor to talk
hey,
to you.
Love you. God bless
love
you.
Love you, too.
Bye-bye.
We will
Bye-bye.
Talk again.